Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And you're joining us for a lesson about cuttlefish. Actually, it's called Lessons from the Cuttlefish. So we're going to be learning about this sea creature, the cuttlefish, and we can also learn from the cuttlefish. We'll talk more about that later. But I do wonder if you have ever encountered any interesting sea creatures. Nathaniel, what's the most interesting sea animal that you've encountered?
Well, a long time ago, I was at the beach in Florida where they have stingrays. They kind of have a long tail that they can sting you with, and they look like they have wings. But they were swimming right around my feet. It was kind of scary, but also kind of fun.
That sounds really interesting. Carolyn, what about you?
Well, one of my favorite sea creatures is the sea dragon. And it looks a lot like a seahorse, but it is very good at hiding because it has lots of extra parts on its body that help it to blend in with its surroundings.
Interesting. Well, the closest I've gotten to a sea creature is actually a sea turtle when I was scuba diving. I got close enough to pet it, and it wasn't shy. It didn't swim away. But I would like to see a sea dragon sometime, Carolyn, because actually this kind of reminds me of today's creature, the cuttlefish. One minute you see it, the next minute you don't. Let's get started with our first reading for the day.
Lessons from the cuttlefish. Inspirations from the sea for clothes that change colors. The amazing cuttlefish. Now you see it, now you don't. The ocean's master of disguise is known for its ability to appear and disappear right before your eyes. This eight-armed creature can quickly change its color and texture to match its surroundings. Cuttlefish go through this process in order to surprise prey, protect themselves, or attract other cuttlefish. How does it work? The color change is possible thanks to millions of special cells under the skin. These color cells contain tiny bag-like structures that hold different colors of ink, including red, yellow, black, brown, and others.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. Cuttlefish are one of the great wonders of the sea. They can appear and disappear right before your eyes. In today's article, we'll learn how these special creatures of the sea have inspired a new, up-and-coming fashion trend. Before we begin, here are the key words. Disguise. Disguise is a noun. When the actor goes out in public, he wears a disguise so people won't recognize him. Surroundings. Surroundings is a plural noun. The new city seems interesting, but it will take time to get used to the surroundings. Impart. Impart is a verb. My grandfather always imparts advice to us grandchildren. Beneficial. Beneficial is an adjective. Will this course be beneficial to you, or will it just be a waste of money? Your more information words are cuttlefish. Cuttlefish is a noun. Chameleon. Chameleon is a noun. Sounds interesting. Let's begin.
Inspirations from the sea for clothes that change colors. It is a really interesting idea, and I think that you're going to find today's article pretty interesting, too. It's about cuttlefish, but it's also kind of about fashion. Okay. Gabe, can you get us started with the first sentence?
Of course, the amazing cuttlefish. Now you see it, now you don't. Actually, this phrase, or this group of words, now you see it, now you don't, That's kind of a phrase you might hear in a magic show, right, Nathaniel?
That's right. A magician might say that he's going to make something disappear, and he says, "Now you see it, now you don't," and it disappears. Let's read the next sentence. The ocean's master of disguise is known for its ability to appear and disappear right before your eyes, right in front of you. Okay, there is a word bank word in this sentence that we want to discuss today. This word is disguise. Disguise is usually something that we think of that you put on to hide yourself or to make yourself blend in, but the cuttlefish has a natural disguise. How can we use this word, Carolyn?
Well, if you disguise yourself, then you are trying to hide who you are. And maybe you would wear a disguise when you are trying to trick your friends. You don't want them to recognize you. Maybe you want to play a joke. You can wear a disguise.
And that's great. Carolyn just used this word as a noun and a verb. You might disguise yourself to look like something else. Or you wear a disguise. You could also use this word in a phrase, in disguise. I'm going in disguise. That means I'm going, maybe wearing a mask or something so that other people don't recognize me.
That's true. You can also say disguised as an adjective. It's another way to use this word. Right before disguise, in the sentence we see a small phrase, the master of disguise. And we want to talk about this phrase, the master of. You can put many different nouns after this phrase, and it puts it in a different kind of situation. What's an example of this, Gabe?
Well, I think about Marcel Marceau, the mime we learned about earlier this month. He is the master of mime. Actually, I can't think of many mimes who are better than he is. He might be the master of mime. How else might you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, if you want to say someone is really good at something or the best at something, you could say that they are the master of it, such as someone who is the master of music. Mm-hmm. They are very talented at music.
That's right. We might also ask, what animal is the master of the sea? There are many different options. Maybe it would be one of the big whales. That's possible. Okay, Carolyn, would you carry on with our reading?
Of course. This eight-armed creature can quickly change its color and texture to match its surroundings. So it sounds like the cuttlefish is very good at changing to look like what is around it. And we see a key word here from our word bank, surroundings. And surroundings are the things that are around you. How would you use this word, Nathaniel?
Well, it's easy to get lost if you don't know your surroundings. Mm-hmm. If you're not familiar with what's around you, you might get turned around or get lost very easily. Gabe, what do you think?
Actually, maybe if you're trying to help somebody who is lost and you're on the phone, you could say, well, tell me about your surroundings. What is around you? If you know what's around, where they are, then you could help them figure out where they are going. Tell me about your surroundings. And we find out about this creature of the sea that matches its surroundings. Sometimes when I use this word match, I think about maybe matching clothes. They're clothes that look good together, but they're not always the same color. However, Carolyn, I think that maybe the cuttlefish does actually try to be the same color as its surroundings, right?
Yes, so when the cuttlefish tries to match its surroundings, it becomes the same color as the things that are around it, and we see even the same texture, so the same type of bumpy or smooth that is around it. So it sounds like the cuttlefish is very good at disguising itself.
That's right. And why do they do this? It says cuttlefish go through this process in order to surprise prey, protect themselves, or attract other cuttlefish. See, there are many different reasons why the cuttlefish might want to change its appearance, change how it looks, to blend in with its surroundings. How does the next part start, Gabe?
Well, how does it work? The color change is possible thanks to millions of cells. Actually, there are millions of special cells under the skin. Liz is going to talk to us a little bit more about this sentence here.
Hi, friends.
thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. Our fashion article today mentions how engineers have developed a new kind of fabric that changes colors like what cuttlefish do. How is this change of color possible? We read, the color change is possible thanks to millions of special cells under the skin. That's our grammar tip sentence, and our focus is on the phrase, thanks to. We're not saying that people thank the special cells under the skin of the cuttlefish. No. Instead, thanks to is a formal way of saying because of. So, instead of saying, because of the sunny weather, we enjoyed a lovely day outside, we can say, thanks to the sunny weather, we enjoyed a lovely day outside. Or, the team was able to finish the project quickly because of the new computer program. We can say, the team was able to finish the project quickly thanks to the new computer program. If you want more example sentences, then check out today's grammar tip section in your magazine. And this is Liz from the Grammar Gym. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Liz, our grammar is improving thanks to you. Continuing on, it says, these color cells contain tiny bag-like structures that hold different colors of ink, including red, yellow, black, brown, and others, so they could possibly change into many different colors. Okay, now we need to go see Michelle in the language lab and see what she has to teach us today.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看 disguise 这个名词。Disguise 是指伪装或假扮。例如 ,her disguise consisted of a blonde wig and a hat. 她的伪装包括一顶金色的假发跟一顶帽子。如果是乔装打扮的话是用 in disguise 这个成语。例如 ,the actress always shops in disguise so no one will recognize her. 这位女演员总是乔装打扮去逛街这样就不会有人认出她来。继续我们来看的是 surroundings 这个复数型名词。我们学过字尾没有 s 的 surrounding 是形容词，意思是周围的。但是今天的 surroundings 是名词，意思是指周遭的环境或事物。例如 ,the beautiful surroundings of the hotel make it very popular in summers. 这个旅馆美丽的周遭景物让它在夏季的时候生意鼎盛。或者是 I can't study in such noisy surroundings. 我没有办法在这么嘈杂的环境中读书。
We're learning all about the cuttlefish today, and of course we're seeing how we can learn from the cuttlefish as well. This is a fish that can change colors right before your eyes, and maybe even change textures. It is the master of disguise in the sea, and of course it can match its surroundings very well, anytime it wants to. We have a lot more to learn about how this works. It's very amazing. So let's get started with the second reading for today.
Lessons from the cuttlefish. A cuttlefish can change color in less than a second after its brain imparts a signal to these cells. In fact, a cuttlefish can change color several times in just a few seconds.For years, scientists have tried to figure out this complex system and how it could be beneficial to people. Now they are taking a cue from this chameleon of the sea in an effort to develop smart clothing.
Well, I've heard of a smartphone before, but not smart clothing. It's kind of a strange idea, but maybe it would be useful too.Okay, this section starts by saying a cuttlefish can change color in less than a second after its brain imparts a signal to these cells. Now, there's a great word that we want to talk about in this sentence that we don't actually always use that much, but it is a good one to know. Impart. a word bank word. You might read this in a textbook sometime, so it is useful to know this word. To impart something kind of means to send something, or it could mean to give something, especially in terms of communication. What's a way that we could use this word, Carolyn?
Well, a lot of times I think about imparting advice to someone. You might impart advice so that they know something that they should do. It's a good idea. Let me give you some advice. Impart.
That's right. So this word can be used to talk about things you can feel, like a gift, imparting a gift to somebody. Or you can impart advice. You can impart wisdom to somebody, impart understanding, or impart knowledge to somebody. You're giving it away to that person, kind of in a way like a gift, as Nathaniel was saying.
That's right. And with technology today, we can easily impart messages across the world. In this sentence, the brain is imparting a signal to these cells that can cause a color to change inside the cuttlefish. Pretty interesting. Okay, continuing on. In fact, a cuttlefish can change color several times in just a few seconds. A cuttlefish can change colors in just a few seconds. That is very impressive and very interesting. Are there other animals that can change colors?
Actually, yeah, there are other animals that can change colors. Later on, we read that the cuttlefish is compared to a chameleon. And as you can see on page 50, there is a picture of a chameleon there. A chameleon can also change colors to match its surroundings. I think there are other animals like this. Does the sea dragon do this as well, Carolyn?
Well, the sea dragon doesn't really change colors. It's already many different colors to match its environment. So if it lives in an area with a lot of seaweed, then the sea dragons there are the same colors as the seaweed in the area.
Okay, very good. The next sentence says, for years, scientists have tried to figure out this complex system and how it could be beneficial to people. And in this sentence, we want to talk about the word beneficial. Beneficial, have you heard this word before? It's a very useful word, and it's a word bank word today. You might have heard the word benefit. That can be a noun. Beneficial is an adjective. What exactly does this mean, Carolyn?
Well, if something is beneficial, then it is helpful. It is good for you to have this thing. And something that I think is very beneficial is learning a second language, because you are able to communicate with even more people and express your ideas in new and different ways. It is very beneficial to learn a second language.
And that's why we hope that it's beneficial for you to be watching Studio Classroom or learning with Studio Classroom. We want it to be beneficial. I also think about maybe someone who imparts wisdom or advice to you. That can be very beneficial. You could say, I had a beneficial conversation. It really helped me.
Mm-hmm. And there's a famous piece of advice from the Bible that basically says, you can do what you want, but not everything is beneficial. Not everything is going to do you good. Okay, moving on again. What does the next sentence say, Carolyn?
It says, now they are taking a cue from this chameleon of the sea in an effort to develop smart clothing.
Interesting, right? Smart clothing. Kind of a new idea to me. In this sentence, we want to talk about a particular phrase that you may not be familiar with. To take a cue from something. Taking a cue from something. When I hear the word cue, I usually think of theater, in which you might hear someone say a line, and that might be a note or a little indication to you that you should go on stage or that it's your turn to speak. It tells you what you should do next because you know what came before. It's a cue. So how can we use this phrase to take a cue from something or from somewhere, Gabe?
Well, it's important to eat healthfully, right? So maybe you can take a cue from Popeye and eat your vegetables. Of course, Popeye is known for eating spinach, and it makes him really strong. Take a cue from him and eat healthfully. What about you, Carolyn?
Well, I think that we take cues from lots of people that we meet. We can take cues from our parents. We can learn from them. But also, even when we are sitting here, we might point to one another. And that is a cue that someone else is going to speak. So here is a cue, Nathaniel.
Right. And we would call these things between people social cues. That's a term that we might talk about pretty often. Okay? And now we want to hear something interesting from Stephen Kinn in the InfoCloud. After that, we're going to see what Michelle has to say today in the language lab.
When humans look to nature to solve a problem or improve upon existing technology, we call it biomimicry.
Okay, the word comes from the ancient Greek. You might recognize bio as the prefix that means life, while mimic means to imitate. You could say it's science that imitates life.
Now, biomimicry isn't a new thing. We humans have been seeking answers in nature for thousands of years.
But it was in 2008 that biomimicry really made world headlines. Maybe you remember during the Beijing Olympics, swimmers wore swimsuits designed to mimic shark skin.
I remember that. Researchers found that a shark's skin helps water pass by the shark faster, thus helping it to swim faster. And so swimmers who wear suits designed like shark skin swim faster too.
The new technology works so well that shark skin suits have since been banned in most major swim competitions.
Okay, another kind of biomimicry is one that you might have used today on your shoes, jacket, or backpack.
Right. In the 1940s, after going on a walk, a Swiss engineer took a closer look at the small burrs that attached themselves to his dog. It became the inspiration for what we now know today as Velcro.
今天这一课介绍科学家如何用来自墨鱼的灵感发展可以变色的衣服。那这种利用自然界的现象改善人类生活的做法叫做 biomimicry。字首 bio 表示生命 ,mimic 就是模仿。所以 biomimicry 中文翻成仿生学。在2008年北京奥运的游泳比赛中，许多选手穿的鲨鱼装也是 biomimicry 的成果。这种高科技泳装的材质模仿了鲨鱼的皮肤组织，让选手们可以游得更快。我们日常生活中常用的 Velcro 魔鬼毡也是来自 biomimicry。 一位瑞士的工程师遛狗回家后发现狗狗的身上沾满了许多芒刺，他把芒刺拿到显微镜底下观察，后来就研究出 Velcro 魔鬼毡。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 impart 这个动词。impart 是指传递或给予。例如 the ships use light signals to impart messages. 船只用灯光的信号来传递信息。或者是 it is the teacher's duty to impart knowledge to students effectively. 有效的传达知识给学生是老师的责任。或者是 she imparts a natural elegance with her graceful moves. 她优雅的举止让她透露出一种自然的高雅。最后我们看的是 beneficial 这个形容词。我们学过它的名词 benefit, B-E-N-E-F-I-T, 意思是利益或者是好处。所以形容词 beneficial 是指有益的或有利的。例如 regular exercise is beneficial to your health. 规律的运动对你的健康有益。或者是 sunlight and fresh air are beneficial to plants. 阳光跟流通的空气对植物有益。And now I'll give the time back to our teachers.
Well, we're going to talk more about this topic tomorrow, and we're going to see that people want to take a cue from the cuttlefish and make some clothes that can change colors. But I think that we've already taken cues from other animals for fashion before. What are some examples, Gabe?
Well, I think about maybe different shoes or belts that are made of leather. You might, of course, have leather made from cow hide or cow skin, but also maybe crocodile leather or snake skin. These things are different things that you can use to make shoes or bags, different things that use leather. What about you, Carolyn?
Well, I think that a lot of clothing that's popular right now has a cheetah pattern or zebra stripes. These are animal-inspired pieces of clothing, but not actually made from the animal.
That's right. You won't find me wearing them, but they are somewhat popular. Okay, please come back and join us tomorrow to talk about the cuttlefish and how it's changing fashion a little bit more. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Tom gave a joyful shout, and immediately the hand was followed by the body it belonged to, Injun Joe's. Tom couldn't move. He was very glad when he saw the Spaniard turn quickly and move out of sight as fast as he could.
"Why didn't Joe come and kill me for giving evidence in court?"
Tom asked himself. He decided that the cave walls had changed the sound of his voice, but his fright made him very weak.
"If I can get back to the spring, I'll stay there,"
he thought.
"I daren't take the chance of meeting Injun Joe again."
He was careful not to tell Becky what he had seen.
"I only shouted for luck,"
he said. But hunger and misery are stronger than fear in the end. After a long wait at the spring, Tom decided to explore a passage in the other direction. He went along it to the end of his fishing line. Then he tried another passage, and another. He followed one more passage as far as his line would reach, and he was just going to go back once more to Becky when he thought he saw a suggestion of daylight far away. He dropped his line and felt his way towards the place, pushed his head and shoulders through a small hole, and saw the broad Mississippi rolling by.